Parkinson's disease affects an estimated 10 million people around the world and is the fastest growing neurological disease globally, with 38 Australians being diagnosed every day. Little is still fully understood about the disease and its cause is still unknown. No specific test exists and it can be difficult to accurately diagnose prior to the appearance of motor symptoms. However, new collaborative research between the University of New South Wales and Boston University has been able to detect early signs of the disease in sufferers with 96% accuracy up to 15 years before a clinical diagnosis is made. This new research, which uses artificial intelligence tool to detect particular chemicals in the blood of patients, gives hope for early detection and the potential for finding new ways of managing the disease. To discuss the new findings, I'm joined by Associate Professor Alex Donald from the School of Chemistry at New South Wales, at University of New South Wales, who is also an ARC Future Fellow and University New South Wales Scientia Fellow as well. Good morning, Professor Alex Donald. Welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Maddie. Thanks very much for having me.
So I want to know, first and foremost, why is it so difficult initially to diagnose Parkinson's early?
Yeah, so Parkinson's, it's diagnosed based on kind of neurological assessment. I'm not a Parkinson's disease expert, but my understanding from those that I've talked to is they do a clinical assessment based on how they're moving. They tend to move slower, they're looking for body tremors, muscle stiffness, and reduced balance. And so there's no specific genetic test or chemical test that can pick it up early. And so I guess that's what makes it quite challenging for the clinicians to pick it up, because they're really waiting for the signs of significant neurodegeneration to occur before they can find it and diagnose it.
So speaking on that note, what's the method sort of for diagnosing Parkinson's, and what are the early symptoms that we can detect as of now?
Yeah, as of now, so there are some symptoms that can happen decades before, but they're very nonspecific. So there'll be mood changes like apathy, issues with sleeping. There's been reports that there can be a change in smell. And so, for example, for our research, we're inspired by a particular person out of the UK named Joy Milne, who had this remarkable ability to smell Parkinson's disease. And the way she found out was, fortunately, her husband, she noticed a change in smell in her husband. And then I think it was up to 12 years later, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Some researchers in the UK then did more studies to test her ability to pick up Parkinson's just based on smelling t-shirts worn by people that either had Parkinson's or those that didn't. And she could do it with remarkably high accuracy. This has led to a lot of researchers all over the world being interested in trying to figure out what are those chemicals that are responsible for that change in smell, or can we just use AI to detect Parkinson's early? And so that was kind of our inspiration, was the story that came out of the UK about Joy's kind of superhuman, remarkable ability to smell Parkinson's disease. In our research, we're looking at blood data primarily. And the advantage there, it's a more established testing procedure. I'm looking at blood rather than what Joy was smelling was this called skin sebum, which is kind of this oily, waxy layer on the surface of skin, which is not an established matrix, chemical matrix, what we call it for doing disease diagnostic testing.
Wow, that's incredible about that story that you were just mentioning there, based in the UK, about that woman's ability to sense of smell, and you're currently using blood-based research. Can you explain in a little bit more depth about how this new research works and what it has been able to uncover about Parkinson's overall?
Yeah, so what we did is, for a long time we've been interested in using AI to detect diseases early, and we built a tool, and using that tool we looked at different data sets, just open publicly available data sets, and one of which is this really interesting Spanish study. And what they did was track 41,000 people who were healthy at the time, and they tracked them over 15 years. And along the way, they took regular blood samples, which could then be stored and later analyzed. And some of those 41,000, about 90 of them later went on to develop Parkinson's disease, which meant that the blood that was taken earlier before the disease happened could then provide potential early warning signs of the disease. And so some researchers, what they did is they took some of those blood samples, a random collection of those, along with matched controls, so people that didn't end up getting the disease. And they did a really deep chemical analysis using mass spectrometry, which is a technique. It's really good at detecting lots and lots of chemicals chemicals nearly simultaneously from really complicated mixtures like blood. So they tried to detect as many of these as possible in the blood samples on both those who went on to develop Parkinson's and the controls. And we took that data, we trained our AI program on the data set, and then developed a model and then used that model on blinded samples where we didn't know whether the person would develop Parkinson's or not, or at least the program wouldn't know that. And we were able to achieve an accuracy of about 96%. Which is the highest reported to date for the early diagnosis of Parkinson's. So often AI is considered like a black box. You don't really know how it's working. You know, you can figure out the accuracy, but you don't really know what is it that in the model that's contributing to that high accuracy. And so what we did was we used a new form of AI called interpretable AI that could help us to identify what are the molecules in the blood that are driving the model predictions that are the most responsible for a correct Parkinson's assignment. And so we could see that some of the molecules will be either higher in abundance in those that later develop Parkinson's or some that are lower in abundance, which could be interesting because it provides a link or a correlation between what the chemicals are that may be potentially causing the disease or preventing the disease from occurring. Just a correlation, not causation. So got to be careful there, but it's quite cool that we are able to pick those up with this program. And this tool, it's publicly available. So we're really excited for the research community to try it out on their own data sets. And maybe it should also be very useful for other diseases.
You're on the record with Maddie Lombardi, and I'm chatting with Associate Professor Alex Donald from the School of Chemistry at the University of New South Wales about new findings which use artificial intelligence to help detect early signs of Parkinson's disease. Associate Professor, I've been listening to you when you were just talking then, and it's amazing how we're getting closer to detecting this disease early on. I want to know if you can explain to our listeners what metabolites are and what is their connection to the disease as well.
Our body can contain thousands, maybe even up to 100,000 different small molecule chemicals, which are basically molecules that are produced or broken down from things like food. And also there's chemicals coming in from the environment, from the air we breathe and the food and water that we're consuming. When we fall sick or have some kind of disease or condition, these chemicals can change either in their identity. So they're chemical transformations that change what molecules are formed and then, you know, change their abundances. And so this is why we can look at those chemicals in blood or even in skin sebum and compare them between healthy and non-healthy. And some of those may be for being able to tell whether you have a disease or not. And in terms of our findings, we assigned 5 chemicals that were the most important linked to the developing the disease. And so just as an example, one of the types of the triterpenoids, which is a class of chemical. And what we found was the concentration of triterpenoids was lower in those who later developed Parkinson's disease. And these are a type of chemical. They're a known neuroprotectant that regulates oxidative stress, which is one of the leading factors that's been implicated in Parkinson's disease. And so basically, in other words, these molecules can prevent cell death. And so what we found, because those molecules were lower in those who later develop Parkinson's, it could be linked to some dietary factors. And so triterpenoids can be found in foods like apples and tomatoes. And so, it's a correlation between the molecules and the cause of the disease, but it may be that foods like those could help to protect against the development of Parkinson's disease.
It's really interesting what you were just saying there about those kind of foods that can help protect against getting Parkinson's in the future as well. Let's talk about AI and the research in this sense. So how commonly is AI used in the study of neurological diseases? And I want to know a little bit more in depth about your findings and research using AI as well.
It kind of depends on how you define AI. For a long time, people have used what are kind of linear statistical approaches for classifying different data sets. So say data from those who have a disease versus those who don't. And what that means is just you treat every molecule or every piece of chemical information as being completely independent of all the others. I guess what's newer about what we're doing is that we're applying artificial neural networks to the data, and we're doing it to all the data that we have. So typically what's been done in the past is people will use these linear approaches to narrow down which features they think are the most important, and then we'll use artificial intelligence just on a few of the features. But with these artificial neural networks, they kind of operate the way humans operate in terms of their neuron structure. So they're basically it has a whole bunch of functions that take an input signal and convert it to an output signal into another node. So it's a really complicated math, but trying to model the way our brains might work. And so what artificial neural networks are really good is taking a huge amount of data and outputting a response and making a model prediction based on that. And so what we've done is fully utilize that by giving it all the information, and by doing that, getting higher accuracy than has been done before for these limited data sets that we've tried it on so far.
That's fantastic. And lastly, Associate Professor, I want to know, while this research has revealed a path to early detection, as we were just talking about, has it shown any new insight into treatment as well?
So far, no. I think it could eventually. So we need to validate the findings, particularly with do with the chemicals that we're seeing. We need to validate it on much larger studies, and particularly from more diverse geographical locations. But if we can verify some of these molecules that we're picking up, then potentially that could lead to potential treatment. But I think that would be a long way down the road. So I don't want to give false hope yet. There's still a lot more research that needs to be done.
For sure. But it's fantastic, the research that has currently been done. And it'll be interesting to sort of get in touch in the future and see what kind of research has been done maybe towards treatment, or what further research has been done on artificial intelligence and early detection signs of Parkinson's disease as well. So thank you so much for joining us on the program today, Professor. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Maddie. I appreciate you having me on to share our research.
That was Associate Professor Alex Donald from the School of Chemistry at the University of New South Wales, ARC Future Fellow and UNSW Scientia Fellow as well, chatting with us about new findings, which is using artificial intelligence to help detect early signs of Parkinson's disease. For more information, you can read Alex's article on The Conversation. That's at theconversation.com.